Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I don't know if you all saw the Trump rally, but he says the final battle is 24. And I agree with that in a lot of ways. I really do agree with that. But if you're like me and you've done the interviews I've done, and a lot of you have heard all the interviews I've conducted, I don't believe we have that far. I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. The way the world's heating up right now, I think there has to be something done a little bit before. But before I get into that, folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, on Amazon, get yourself a When the Lights Go Out book. I wrote this on my iPhone, as you know, in 1 month. It took me a month. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix, on Amazon as well. Give her a nice little review. She reads them all, folks. She reads them all. Let me get this mic working here. All right. Let's get into some gold, folks. You need to be getting gold. You need to be getting silver. It's that time. I think the Trump arrest is a huge distraction from what they are doing. And it looks to me like the dollar is going to be gonzo soon. So better get yourself some gold. Get yourself some silver. There's no time like now. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than a week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposit. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of a negative $1.2 trillion on their $8 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin, gold coin, folks, or a silver IRA, silver and gold. That's, you know, folks, that's where I know where, that's where I'm putting my money right now, because I don't know where the crypto's going. I don't know. And I'll be the first to admit it. I don't know. But I do know one thing: gold and silver. Get your butts to Noble Gold Investments and get yourself some gold and silver, folks. It's down there in the link below. Hit the description box. Colin Plume is a friend of mine. I've interviewed him before. Good guy. Honest guy. Get yourself some gold and silver, folks. I went and saw John Wick. I went and saw John Wick last night. And I'm just, I don't know about, you know, I have a hard time watching movies now. I don't really care about Hollywood. I don't give a shit. I love Keanu Reeves. I like Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves, to me, seems like a really good human being. I like Keanu. And that's probably the reason I went to go see the movie. I want to support that guy. One of my favorite Hollywood stars out there. But I got to tell you, I mean, the choreography, I mean, the fight scenes were unbelievable. The fight scenes were awesome, but I could have just watched my nephew play a video game for 3 hours and got the same effect. And I could have just watched my nephew play video games. It's like these people don't die. They don't even get hurt. I don't know. I know it's a movie. I know it's a movie, but I there has to be something realistic for me to at least keep my mind. I just something. And then you can see all the propaganda and it's like, and then there's a blind guy that's just kicking the shit out of everybody. It's just, when he's fighting, he can beat up everybody. But when he's walking, he needs a cane. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. It's so stupid. But all right, it's a movie. I'm in suspended animation. I am suspending my belief system. That's how the news works, by the way. That's how MSN works. Same way movies do. You're kind of checked out. You're cooking dinner. You're telling your kids. You're helping your kids do their homework. And the news is playing in the background, programming you. You don't even know it. Whether you're watching liberals or listening to CNN, you're listening to Fox. How sad. Unless you got Neo in the background, I'm breaking you from the Matrix. I'm breaking you. I'm pulling you out of your slumber. Oh, boy. Spotify, Neo's Corner. Telegram is Neo's Corner. Getter is Neo's Corner. Rumble, Neo's Corner. My Rumble's growing. It's at like 50-something thousand now. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Neo Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Neo Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Bing, get yourself some cool gear, folks. Get yourself a coffee mug, maybe a tumbler for your hot coffee or cold juice. Nino's Corner.tv is awesome, folks. Wano Saban called me today. He says, I need to get on there. I need to get on there, Nino. So he needs to come on he needs to set the record straight on something. There's a lot of false accusations going around. A lot of stuff that he did not say that he wants to set the record straight. Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate it. So Wano Saban's going to be coming on. Dustin Nemos is coming on today. He's picking a fight with anybody who thinks the world's a sphere. He's going to prove flat earth. So he'll debate anybody. The challenge is out there. He wants everyone to know that. The Ghost is going to come back on soon. The Ghost. SG Anon is coming on. We all love SG Anon. Very knowledgeable kid, man. I call him a kid. I don't know. He sounds like a kid to me. I'm at that age now where I can like call people kid. it's weird. I remember when everyone used to call me kid. Hey, kid. Yeah, Nino. Now it's viejo. El viejo. I'm getting a lot of gray hairs. Shit. It's like I look in the mirror and I'm like, who the fuck? What's going on here? What's going on? I don't know you anymore. Oh. I used to be this champion, this thoroughbred stud horse. I'm just not even I don't want to talk about it. All right. So Nino's Corner is awesome. SG Anon, 107, the Ghost, Dustin Nemos. Bob Olson is going to be coming on talking about time travel. A lot of you like his Antarctica video. It's awesome. It's on fire. The edited version is on YouTube. The unedited version is on ninoscorner.tv. We do have gift certificates on ninoscorner.tv. Folks, the General's Tent is awesome. The next general on the General's Tent will be Danion Brinkley, the near-death experiencer, the bush. He got struck by lightning twice. Twice, okay? So he's going to talk about his visions after death. He's going to take questions. A lot of you, he works at a hospice where he helps people go into the afterlife. A lot of you are dealing with loved ones, maybe getting ready to pass on. We all are, if you think about it, with this, okay? So he helps a lot of people cope. He's a beautiful man. He's going to be on the General's Tent in April 20th. So sign up for the Major's Tent or the General's Tent, and you'll be in the room with us, and we talk. We have a good time. Ask anybody who was on the General's Tent last time. It was a gale time, folks. We had a blast. We also have Dr. Robert Young coming on. Dr. Robert Young's coming on ninoscorner.tv. I got Scott McKay and Michael Jaco, Patriot Street Fighter, and the former Navy SEAL. We're doing a roundtable this week, Thursday. That's going to go on ninoscorner.tv due to the subject matter that we talk about. All right, folks, you might want to turn down your volume. Might want to turn it down just a tad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to go hit the gym today. I'm going to go lift some weights. Coming up to live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Let's fucking go, okay? I'm not scared. Nah, I'm not scared. You shouldn't be scared either, because if you got God, you can't be scared of anything. We win. We win. You know, I watched this documentary. I posted it on my Telegram about fentanyl, the fentanyl crisis, and all the youth that it's killing. Folks, the way they look at this is that it's depopulation. It's engineered. It's just the way they want to take out our youth, okay? And no better way to do it than use China. China's killing everybody. Because they know, folks, we're in a Mexican standoff. And it's coming. I think we do go into war. My prediction, at some point, we're going to go to war with China, I think. I just think that. So let's get to the 2024, the final battle. It all comes down to this moment in history, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in the most important time. The most important moment in time. Thank you, Diane. Oh, boy. Since our country's conception, this is it. First, the Revolutionary War, and now we're in the Second Revolutionary War, I believe. And I have to say I believe on here because it's fluff tube, but you all know, okay? You all know what I'm laying down. If we fail, humanity is doomed forever, folks. They get control of humanity forever, okay, if we fail. We can't lose. We cannot lose this. That's why I say before 24, because if this goes much further, I just don't see how anything will be fair. I'm sorry. Call me crazy. But I don't know. I have a problem thinking things are going to be fair and legit. And if they're not, poof. America is going to go off the rails. It's going to go off the rails. We are captured, folks. We are captured. You need to understand this. Juan talks about it quite often. We are a captured operation. They've had decades and decades to infiltrate and put their people on base. You know, if you talk to Laura Eisenhower, I've had Laura Eisenhower on my show many times. She talks about the treaty we signed with. Whether you want to believe it or not, folks, you got to look at it. You got to take a hard look at what really happened. What's really out there? Okay, did we sign a treaty with the Greys? I mean, you gotta look at all things here, folks. Did we sign it with the Nazis? Did we in effect turn over America to the Nazis? If you know about Prescott Bush, you know, okay, the Bush family. So very tough times are ahead, folks. It looks like the dollar's on its way out, and I was gonna make this video about the dollar, but I'm just going to put it all together and you all piece it together. I do know that America will prevail. Humanity will prevail. It's almost like we're going to be an oasis. We're going to be a little island as most of the world falls under globalist control, folks. And that's the way I've understand it through Juan, is we're trying to save our little corner of the earth. We're trying to save that. And it looks like I believe we're going to do it. I think we're going to do it. I think there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes from what I can tell. Folks, I mean, there is a war going on right now. So final battle, maybe 2024, but there's a war raging right now. And America is on its hands and knees. Fuck it. I'll say we're on our belly and they're about to behead us. Okay. That's where we're at. That's where America is at right now. My source at the New York courthouse, okay? So I have a source there. Not going to say who it is, okay? But today, Alvin Bragg is either going to put on a rebuttal witness And if he doesn't, then the jury will just vote on the evidences that they have. He is not going to drop the case. So he's not going to drop the case. He has too much political pressure from both sides. But supposedly Stormy Daniels has a tape recording of Cohen saying something about just take the money. It's not coming from Trump's pocket. It's coming from campaign funds. So he was going to listen to that tape and then decide what he's going to do. Folks, I'm telling you, I don't think this is going away. The witch hunt is alive and well, and they're gonna. I think the arrest is going to happen. Juan believes the arrest is going to happen. But a lot of you out there say, oh, it never happened. Juan's wrong. How can you say the guy's wrong? He's been talking about this for 2 years. We're in the sphere, folks. And if you're on NinosCorner.tv, you know you're ahead of the game. You're way ahead of the game. I think they're already too committed. I think they got to do it. I think they got to arrest him. They got to do it. They have to do it. So I'm expecting it. That's just me. And as we look at the Trump arrest, okay, as we're watching that, what's happening to the dollar, okay? The dollar's going gonzo. It's on its way out. They're talking about swapping the petrodollar to the yuan. How do you say that? Yuan? Is it yuan? Because when I say a Y, yuan. Is it the yuan? The yuan. The yuan, China's currency. They are tanking the petrodollar, and that's really when the shit will hit the fan. Now, this is from my moderator, Harbor, who's on there. If you watch, hold on, wait a second. He did not. So they're saying the Trump arrest stuff is all a distraction. I honestly think this is right there and why they're not, where they let it out. Okay. It's too coincidental with the bank collapses and now a potential shift off the petrodollar. Remember Saudi Arabia? Yeah, look here. Look at Trump maybe getting charged and arrested. Don't look at the banks and the petrodollar. So, folks, this is getting real. And I'm hearing inflation will just skyrocket. Now, what are you going to pay $20 for a loaf of bread? This is getting serious. And America is already in its hands and knees. I'm telling you, folks, think about the people out there. So here's what they're gearing towards. Break America economically and keep getting us fentanyl. That way you're so depressed. You just, folks, you think I'm kidding. You think I'm kidding. When you're broke, you're depressed, you have no job, you're losing family members from this. A lot of people resort to drugs. Trust me, I'm an addict. Okay, I used to do it. And that's how they're going to kill the weak off. And they look at it like, well, they're weak anyway. They don't deserve to live. They're weak. It's suicide. You all have free will. Yeah, and that's true. We all have free will. We absolutely do have free will. But this is when your grit is going to get tested, folks. It's coming. You're either going to fall on the wayside like everybody else, start doing drugs, fentanyl, off yourself. I don't know what you're going to do. Or are you going to dig your heels in, pray, get closer to God? That's what I'm doing. That's the only thing. I couldn't imagine being sober. Yesterday was 3 months and 3 years and 3 months sober. Yesterday, my anniversary. And I got to say, I can't do that without God. I just can't. You got to have a belief. You got to believe in a higher power. Trump describes 2024 election as the final battle, folks. The final battle from a podium in Waco. Donald Trump, the former U.S. president, continued to invoke retribution and violence. Look how they word this, okay? Pay very close attention. On Saturday, when he used his first rally of his 2024 election campaign to rail against prosecutors weighing a criminal charge against him, efforts by Trump's team to steer a more conventional, disciplined candidacy have wilted in recent days as the 76-year-old's unleashed words and images that, even by his provocative standards, are unusually dehumanizing, menacing, and dangerous. He's a menace and he's dangerous. Who's taking us to World War III right now? Biden! Who's destroying the economy? Biden! Who's more dangerous? Wake the fuck up! Ew, he has mean tweets. But a nuclear war is totally fine in my book. He opened the rally by playing a song, Justice for All, the features of choir of men in prison for their role in the J6 insurrection, singing the national anthem, intercut with Trump reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, that's very bad. He shouldn't be doing that. Trump stood solemnly on a podium with a hand on his heart, and the footage from the Capitol riot was shown on big screens and U.S. flags billowed in the wind. The song tells you a lot because it's number one in every single category, he told a crowd of thousands. Number two was Taylor Swift. Number three was Miley Cyrus. The choice of the location was also striking. Waco, a city in Texas, exactly 30 years after a 50. They have to relate it to this, of course. Exactly 30 years after a 51-day standoff and a deadly siege. So that's why he picked Waco. Yeah, sure. It came with Trump facing the prospect of becoming the first president in U.S. history to be indicted. A grand jury in New York investigating a hush money payment to the adult film star Stormy Daniels, who alleged a sexual encounter with Trump, a claim he denies. Folks, this is going to turn around and bite them in the ass so bad. So bad. Ted Nugent, my friend, my boy, Ted Nugent. I'm going to get him on the program again. Ted Nugent. I like Ted. I went and saw his concert in, where did I go? Where did I see him? Somewhere in Texas, outside of Robstown. I think it was in Robstown where Trump's rally was. Anyway, I went to go see Ted Nugent, but I took Juanito, and we went and sat front row with Shemaine Nugent, and me, Juan, saw him play right there live and in person. Pretty cool. Ted Nugent attacks Ukraine Zelensky as homosexual weirdo. An off-the-rails Trump rally rant before national anthem. So in a rant on taxes, Nugent screamed about multiple things the federal government is paying for that's not in approval of, including supporting Ukraine while the country continues to fight an invasion by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ah! So I want my money back. I didn't authorize any money to Ukraine to some homosexual weirdo, Nugent yelled. I want my money back. I mean, he pulls no punches, folks. You know, he just says what he wants to say. That's America, by the way. By the way, in America, you're supposed to be able to do that. They have nothing. Trump slams Manhattan District Attorney Stormy Daniels' hush money probe at Waco mega rally and tells cheering crowd. The 2024 election is the final battle. Trump, 76, insisted Manhattan. Why do they have to put his age there? Trump, 76. How old's Biden? Is it Biden? Are we looking at Biden? I don't know. All right. Trump, 76, insisted Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has nothing on him. He called the case prosecutional misconduct and worse than anything else. Ted Nugent called Ukrainian President Zelensky homosexual weirdo, folks. Opening the rally. So, former President Donald Trump insists Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has nothing on him, slammed the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and insulted Stormy Daniels during the first mega rally of his 2024 campaign. Trump chose Waco, Texas, and flew in on Trump Force One, which circled the thousands of MAGA faithful awaiting his arrival in the tarmac. He came on stage to his trademark God Bless America, or God Bless the USA, but played the January 6th prison's choir's Justice for All. I keep thinking of Metallica. When I hear Justice for All, I think Metallica. How? I love Metallica. They called the 2024 election the final battle against the enemies desperate to stop us. And it was important, folks. If you watch that rally, he wasn't saying China was the enemy or Russia. What was he saying? The people within. He's letting you know. The people within. Captured operation, folks. I got to be very vague on FluffTube. So I've often said Ron DeSantis, the only way I would ever trust that man, the only way, is if he joined Trump. If he was the vice pick, right? Donald Trump says it's very unlikely he would consider Ron DeSantis as a running mate. Launches multiple attacks on DeSantis. You know, DeSantis is falling like a lead balloon, folks. But they're going to keep putting him out there in the media. They're going to keep pushing him. I think the nail's in the coffin with him. But I'm telling you, they're going to drown out Trump as they lift DeSantis up on Fox. He'll get on Sean Hannity. He'll get on these big programs. He's got big donors. He's got the Bush family behind him. Folks, what we're watching right now is the final battle. Okay, this is the final battle for America. This is it. That's why I've said, and Trump said it himself. It's fucking over. If DeSantis and Pence get this and they move in, it's very, very important you wake up your fellow, if you have any fellow patriots that are going for Pence or are falling for DeSantis, snap them out of the hypnosis, folks. Snap them out. They need to know who this war is against, okay? They need to understand this. I was the most unpopular person for a while. I took a lot of shit for giving Ron DeSantis shit. Believe me, folks, I got tons of emails, but I stood by my guns. You know why? I don't falter. I stick by my guns. I'm a fighter. And I told you what Ron DeSantis is. I've always said it. I was the first one. The first one and only one, really. I said, don't trust him. Don't trust this guy. You like me now. I'm batting pretty damn good, folks. So they think it would be a very unlikely alliance. But Trump all but ruled out the possibility in an interview with Newsmax on Friday, calling the idea of an alliance very unlikely, he told host Rob Schmidt. He never thought of picking DeSantis as a running mate, and there were multiple other options to choose from. I don't know. You know who I would choose if I was Trump? You know who I would like? Who do you think, folks? I'm going to say a name right now, and tell me if you don't like the sound of that. Who do you think? Let me see in the comments. Let's have a fun little game here. Who do you think should be his running? Who do you think? There you go. Oh, you already up. There you go. There you go. There. Yep. Kerry Lake. Boom, baby. Yeah. And she's kind of sexy, if you know what I'm saying. Look, I think Trump Lake. I like it. I think one hell of a ticket right there. You know, or Jim Jordan. But something.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Tells me we got to put the female in. It's that time of the season. I'm all about it. I'm with Kerry. I would think Trump Lake would be the ticket. That's just my opinion. DeSantis looks to revamp strategy amid signs of political strain. You think DeSantis? Idiot. All right. Florida Ron DeSantis is recalibrating his strategy and messaging amid signs that his presidential ambitions may be faltering before his campaign even gets off the ground. DeSantis began the year with clear momentum in the nascent GOP presidential primary, topping former President Trump in a head-to-head polling and drawing unparalleled interest from Republican voters and operatives eager to see a fresh face. at the helm of the party. But if there are signs, that his momentum may be stalling, you can't go against the guy that got you there. He's going against the very guy that got him. He's not understanding this. He's listening to the Bush family. Okay? He's listening to the Bush family. You gotta stay away from Trump. He's a bad guy. Stay away from him. Don't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Get away from him. He's evil. He's bad. That's what he's listening to. He's a sellout. There you go. Look no further, folks. I think for all the fanfare about DeSantis, there's still a lot of stuff that needs to work on, said one Republican strategist who plans to back the Florida governor. Of course you do, because you guys don't want to go to jail. This is life and death for these people, folks. Literally. They'll do anything they can because they know what's coming for them, folks, and it's not good. It is not good. And I'm here to tell you, it's going to happen, okay? Okay? It's going to happen. You're so screwed. It's not even funny. You can run. You can hide. You can run till you're out of breath. We know. The public knows now. Everyone knows. You're not going to get away with anything. It's coming for you. You should be very tired. You shouldn't be able to sleep at night. You're done. You're already done. Your fate is sealed. Your fate is sealed. It's over. Okay, it's over. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Time is ticking. I'm going to start having health problems, not getting enough sleep at night. Not eating, sweating all the time. Soon you're just going to want to be put in jail and get it over with. So that's what's coming for you. Just accept it now that you're going to be paying these consequences, all of you, and you're going to just have to deal with it. Because we all know now. Everyone knows. Your time's coming. It's over. The game's already over. But let's play witch hunt a little more. Trump suggests DA drops Stormy case. Former President Donald Trump, who said last week he would be arrested in a probe into alleged hush money he paid to porn star, now suggests the case might be dropped by Manhattan's district attorney. I think they've already dropped the case, Trump told reporters about aboard his plane after appearing at a campaign rally in Waco, Texas. It's a fake case. Some fake cases. They have absolutely nothing. Why it matters? The possibility Trump could be indicted in New York led him to call the protests last week and has raised the possibility of him being the first presidential candidate to face criminal charges. Remember, folks, they're really not after him. They're after you, okay? You and me. They're after us. He's just in the way. And that is why I'm so adamant about what I do every day coming on here. Coming on YouTube. Because I know the fight we're in. I know what's in store for us. 15-minute cities. You guys are going to love that. Electric cars, save the planet. We're going to save the planet together and throw ourselves into bondage and slavery. Kerry Lake's attorney. Okay, so I have to be careful. You guys know what's going on with Kerry Lake right now? I have about the bad signatures, okay? I can't get into it because it's fluff tube. Liberals don't like it. They don't like the truth. So Kerry Lake, I suggest all of you to go look at what's happening. I have her on my Instagram. I kind of peek in here and there, see what's going on, and get my fingers on the pulse. Lots of stuff going on with Kerry Lake. Lots of progress. That's all I'm going to say. Lots of progress with the signatures. So I don't want to go much more into it other than that. All right. Mitch McConnell. He's also a Judas. He's also a traitor. Mitch McConnell. Doesn't he look like that? I don't know if you guys watched back in the day cartoons of the turtle. He looks like that. What? It's like the turtle in the hair. He looks like his neck and his face looks like a turtle. He looks like he's popping out of his shell. I don't know. That's when I look at him, I see a turtle. Like, he's just waking up out of a fucking slumber. Oh, boy. Anyway, so Mitch McConnell leaves rehab facility after therapy for a concussion. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Saturday he has been released from the rehabilitation facility where he had physical therapy for a concussion caused by a fall earlier this month. The 81-year-old Kentucky Republican said in a statement released by his office that he will work from home for the next few days. The senator is scheduled to be on break for the weeks of April 3rd to April 10th. McConnell was at a dinner on March 8th after a hotel reception for a campaign committee aligned with him when he tripped and fell. Did you guys see this? People say that there's actually like footage of this. I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen the trip and fall? Because I haven't seen it. Anyway, I don't know how you have a rib fracture and a concussion from falling. You got to fall really hard. I would believe it maybe if he fell downstairs. Did he fall down some stairs and go tumbling? Because to have a rib fracture and a concussion, to me it sounds like you got your ass kicked, okay? That's what it sounds like to me, but what do I know? Did he fall? Is there video of this? I have not seen it. Does he have a boot? I don't know. That'd be interesting. But it didn't say he hurt his ankle or anything like that, so I don't know. The Fed started repo operations this week. This is a final warning before a crash, folks. That's why I'm telling you, get to Noble Gold. Get to Noble Gold right now. Get yourself some silver and gold. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy right now. This confirms interbank lending has stopped and we're on the verge of a major crash. That's some good news, right? I always bring the good news. I always bring the apocalypse, the apocalyptic news. Indicted Chinese exile controls Getter social media site, ex-employees say. So I might have somebody who knows this guy, Ava something. I forgot her last name. But she's going to come on and talk about this guy, Miles. Do you guys know who this is? He's affiliated with Steve Bannon. An exiled Chinese tycoon indicted in New York earlier this month in a billion dollar fraud case controls the conservative social media platform Getter and used it to promote cryptocurrencies and propaganda. You know, that's against the law now. You can't promote any kind of propaganda that's conservative. A former employee told the Washington Post, they said the arrest, I don't know this word, expatriate. And his name is Guo Wengai. I think it's Guo Wengai. I don't really know how to speak Chinese very well, but I think that's how you say his name. And his longtime money manager, William Zhe, called the shots at the company while Donald Trump's senior advisor, Jason Miller, was his chief executive and public face. Miller served in the capacity from before Getter's July 4, 2021 launch until this month when he returned to work on his third Trump presidential campaign. Getter doled out tens and thousands of dollars to right-wing figures, including Trump advisor Stephen K. Bannon. Sent money to contractors affiliated with Guo and altered information on Getter users that law enforcement agencies had sought, according to the former employees and international company documents obtained by the Post. Man, Steve Bannon keeps finding himself. I mean, they're just targeting this guy. They're really targeting this guy. I like Steve. I feel bad for him, man. But he's a patriot. He's fighting the fight all the way through. I know that much. Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul are charged for alleged illegal crypto scheme, folks. Actress Lindsay Lohan and influencer Jake Paul have been charged for allegedly partaking in an illegal crypto scheme along with six other celebrities. The charges from regulators within the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission, SEC, Center of Crypto Asset Entrepreneur Justin Sun and three of his companies, Tron Foundation Limited, BitTorrent Foundation Limited, and Rainberry Incorporated, A statement from the SEC said that the Sun and his companies allegedly participated in the unregistered offer and sale of crypto asset securities and also fraudulently manipulated the secondary market for TRX through extensive wash trading. Wash trading reportedly involves this simultaneous and near simultaneous purchase and sale of a security to make it appear actively traded without an actual charge in beneficial ownership, and for orchestrating a scheme to pay celebrities to tout TRX and BTT without disclosing their compensation. Both Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul were charged with illegal touting TRX and or BTT without disclosing that they were compensated for doing so and the amount of their compensation. The six other celebrities alongside the two were DeAndre Cortez, Way, Soulja Boy, Austin Mahone, Michelle Mason, Kendra Lust, Miles Parks, McCollum, Lil Yachty, I don't know, Schaefer Smith, Neo, and Ellen. Oh, fuck, who cares? Gives a shit. Good riddance. U.S. will act forcibly to protect Americans, Biden warns. So Biden's warning. He's got to show that position of strength. Biden warns Iran after clashes in Syria. Most of you, I don't know if you guys saw the video with 107, and I think it's Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett just got back from Iran. They really have their fingers on the pulse. I suggest you go over there and watch that video. If you've already watched it again. It's on ninoscorner.tv. No way in hell I could put that on YouTube. While the U.S. wants to avoid a wider confrontation, indiscriminate attacks on American troops will be met with force, the president said. President Joe Biden warned Iran on Friday the attacks on American troops would be met with retribution after militias launched a series of rocket and drone attacks against coalition bases in Syria. We got to get into Syria, don't we? We got to get our hands in there again. I'm telling you, folks, this is heating up. It's escalating, and they want you there. They want your sons and daughters there. So make no mistake, the United States does not, I emphasize, see conflict with Iran, Biden told the news conference in Ottawa during a state visit to the Canadian capital, but prepare for us to act forcefully to protect our people. To protect our people. Listen to this guy. To protect our people. Evil masquerading as goodness. And if you watch Fox News or you watch CNN, you're buying into it. Hook, line, and sinker, folks. His comments came after an American service member was injured at a base near Conoco gas field in northeastern Syria, which took it. An incoming rocket fire. Two U.S. officials from One Defense told NBC News. Less than an hour later, the official said three drones had attacked the Green Village, a U.S. installation in the area. Two were shot down and one damaged a building, but there were no injuries, the official said, either on Friday. A 10 rocket attack on Green Village yielded no casualties or damage, they added. Don't worry. There's going to be more of these. A lot more of these, okay? Until they're sending your sons and daughters over there to fight the war. Think I'm kidding? It's coming. Putin says Moscow to station nuclear weapons in Belarus. First time since the 1990s. Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday, marking the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war, and as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. Now, Juan has said many times, Juanito, Juanito, can you hear me? Juanito. That this is going to go nuclear. And there are safeties in place. Let's hope. Tactical nuclear weapons refer to those used for specific gains in the battlefield rather than those with the capacity to wipe out cities. It's unclear how many such weapons Russia has, given it is an area that's still shrouded in Cold War secrecy. By the way, did you know Los Angeles was hit by a tornado? I didn't know that. The strongest one to hit the county since 1983. I didn't know tornadoes hit LA. At least one person was injured after a rare tornado hit a city just southeast of Los Angeles Wednesday, local officials said. The National Weather Service. Hi, I'm Mike Tyson. I'm here to read the news. The National Weather Service. Oh, boy. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado briefly touched down in an industrial park and warehouse district in the city of Montebello and rated the tornado an EF1 with estimated peak winds of 110 miles an hour. Interesting. I didn't know LA gets tornadoes. But let's talk about tornadoes for a second. After tornadoes destruction, Mississippi TOAS look to future while coping with grief. Rolling Fork, Mississippi, several hard-hit Mississippi towns continue to dig out after a powerful tornado cut a path of destruction through parts of the state Friday night as residents balanced grief with a hope that the disaster could eventually spur renewal in the rural communities. America is sure getting hit with a lot of these lately. Driving down Highway 61 into the Delta town of Rolling Fork, population 1,800, on Sunday, the smell of barbecued meat and wood smoke was overpowering. Much of the town, located not far from the Mississippi River, was leveled by the storm, including its business district. The tornado claimed at least 25 lives in Mississippi, more than a dozen of them around Rolling Fork. Wow. But have no fear. I'm sure 15-minute cities are here. I'm sure there's going to be a 15-minute city near you, okay? I'm sure that's what they're planning, all right? Just saying. I don't know. I don't trust anything anymore. I don't believe anything. I know everything I taught in school was a fucking lie. Oh, boy. When people say, well, you think you know? No, I think I don't know. Let me make this clear. It's not that I know. It's that I don't know, okay? I'm not scared to say I don't know. I just know everything's a fucking lie, okay? It's the fucking bullshit, okay? Can we at least get to there together? Can we at least get to the point that, you know, okay, everything's bullshit? All right. Randy Wingarden. Torched for saying it's anti-Semitic to mention Manhattan D. Alvin Bragg's ties to Soros. It's anti-Semitic to say anyone has any ties to Soros, okay? It's anti-Semitic. Do not ever say that. So teachers union boss Randy Wingarden received an education on her own recently after suggesting that anyone pointing out Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's ties to liberal billionaire George Soros is being anti-Semitic. The head of America's Federation of Teachers, the second largest teachers union in America, tweeted that people connecting Soros money to Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's office is reflective of the growing wave of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. And who brought in the anti-Semitic rush? Kanye West. Kanye West did, didn't he? Kind of weird. You had to use him. Think about this for a second, folks. Maybe that was what it was all about. Kanye West goes on this rant, makes it mainstream. Now they can use anti-Semitism against you. Think about it for a second. Problem, reaction, solution, right? Problem, Kanye goes ballistic, calling out the Jews. And now all of a sudden, you say anything. You're anti-Semitic. Kind of funny how this works. Just a thought. I'm just posing a question here. That's it. Just a thought. I don't know. I don't, like I said, folks, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anything. Okay. At least when you come on my program, you know, I remain neutral. I listen to people's interviews. I always have my shit in the back of my head where I'm thinking in the back. I'm probably thinking the same shit you guys are, but I don't say it. I let everyone have a voice on my interviews. North Carolina teacher resigns after taping an 11-year-old's mouth shut. He was humiliated. A North Carolina mother is speaking out after her son sent her a photo from his classroom showing his mouth taped shut in a disciplinary measure taken by his teacher. You mean the teacher didn't even take away his phone? Good move. So Catherine Webster, told her that her 11-year-old son Brady had sent her a photo last month from his Smith Mill Middle School sixth grade classroom, showing his mouth covered with several strips of blue painter's tape over his mouth after he allegedly had been too talkative in class. "I don't know what to do," Brady's text message said to his mother. "You probably need your ass spanked. If you want to know the truth, stop coddling these children. He probably deserved it. You know what happened to me in middle school? I went to the principal's office and my mom signed off for him to whoop my ass. So we got a paddle out and it had like aerodynamic capabilities. It had like holes in it to get better fucking swiftness in the air or whatever. Anyway, he made me hold the desk and he timed it right when the bell rang. So when the kids came out, wham, hit me right in the ass. And I screamed right in the middle of classes changing. Okay, folks, I gripped the desk. I held the desk. The principal, wham, walloped my ass three times. I was crying. And guess what? My parents didn't come down to come for my salvation. They didn't do anything. You know what they told me? You deserved it. You deserved it. Stop coddling these kids. You're making weak adults. The next generation's fucking doomed. Oh, you can't put. He was probably being a fucking brat. Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus, Rainbowland, banned from first grade spring concert. Rainbowland, a song by Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus that celebrates acceptance, was recently banned from a spring concert set list at Wisconsin Elementary School. At a Wisconsin elementary school. Sarah Schindler's first grade daughter came home from the school last week, eager to show her mom the songs that she'd be performing in the spring concert. She pulled up the songs on YouTube. Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, Kermit the Frog's Rainbow Connection from the Muppet movie, and the song she'd never heard before, Rainbowland. By Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus. Schindler said they were excited. "We really love Dolly Parton. But a few days ago, her daughter returned home from school, and as soon as she walked through the door, she broke the news. We can't sing it anymore. We can't sing Rainbow Connection, and we can't sing Rainbow Land." Schindler promptly reached out to the Melissa Temple, her daughter's teacher, as well as the principal of the school, and phoned the school district superintendent. She was told the administration had nixed the songs, deeming them controversial. No, okay? No, okay? Some kids have parents that don't like that shit, okay? No kid needs to know about any of this, okay? Let it be kids. Aren't you sick of these celebrities? These celebrities just knowing how to raise your children. These celebrities are used like cheap fiddles, folks. They're used like cheap fiddles. Social justice warriors. Nothing worse than a social justice celebrity, okay? Bruce Springsteen. They always got to come out and make a mark. They got to let their opinion be known to the world. Well, I'm stating my opinion. We're sick of you, all of you. Oh, boy. I'm going on a long one today. Teen overdose deaths have doubled in 3 years. Blame fentanyl. Teen overdose deaths have doubled in 3 years, an alarming trend amid a historic decline in drug and alcohol use among high school students, folks. The main reason is fentanyl. Teens consume the powerful opiate unwittingly, packaged in counterfeit pills tailored to resemble less potent prescription medications. Drug traffickers lace pills with fentanyl to boost the black market high. Dangerously addictive fentanyl can be lethal, especially to children experimenting with drugs. You better talk to your kids. Fentanyl is just a different beast, said Dr. Hoover Adger, professor of pediatrics at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. And it's so deadly. Folks, it's lethal. It's killing everybody. This shit is coming through the border like gangbusters. They're lacing everything. I have friends that smoke weed. I won't even take a hit of a joint with them. I don't trust any of this shit anymore. Better talk to your kids. Let's get to some what the fuck news in what the fuck news in what the fuck news. Fired New York City judge moonlighting as porn star on OnlyFans. A city administration law judge moonlighted as a porn star on OnlyFans, the Post has learned. Gregory A. Locke, 33 years old, charges fans $12 a month on the platform and has reduced more than 100 posts since he opened an account in November 2020. He maintains another X-rated account on Just for Fans, where he charges $9.99. White collar professional by day, a very unprofessional by night. Always amateur, always raw, always slutty. Reads descriptions on OnlyFans. Locke's account contained dozens of images and videos featuring hardcore pornography, orgies, and instances of him drinking the contents of what appear to be used condoms. So he's squeezing used condoms down his throat. I just want to celebrate Labor Day by having a man impregnate me, he said in one post. In another, Locke, who paid $58 an hour by taxpayers to adjudicate parking tickets, even referenced his day job. I was never going to focus on work if I didn't let this out, he wrote on OnlyFans in November 22 before masturbating in front of the camera. Oh, boy. That's a world we're in now, folks. That's where we're at. We're losing America, and we're losing it fast. Sodom and Gomorrah. That's all I can think. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the Black Sheep of Broadcasting, baby. Yeah. Later, folks. I'm out of here. See you Wednesday.